We see it on the news every night. Many financial experts are agreeing that the markets are overdue for a quote-unquote correction. Now, when we hear this word correction, it sounds pretty harmless, doesn't it? Well, to be honest, it's about as harmless as when geologists say that an area is overdue for a, let me use those quotes again, seismic shift. Now, in plain English, that means earthquake, and that correction that the markets are overdue for, well, no one actually knows what that means until it happens. That's why, whether you're retired, approaching retirement, or let's just be real, maybe you haven't even thought about it, now's the time to get protection from that market volatility. Call John Kelly at 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135. Welcome back into the Financial Safari. I am consumer advocate Thomas Lipscomb. We are here in studio alongside Coach Pete DeRuta. He is America's wealth, financial, and income coach. He's also the winner of 2 Emmy Awards as well as 2 Telly Awards. He's a best-selling author. Coach, it's always exciting to have you in studio. In addition to Coach, though, folks, we also have our student intern, Abigail Turner, with us. A great perspective coming in.
Happy to be
from
here.
From the college generation. Good to have you guys in. Now, you were mentioning earlier how you just got back from Canada a bit ago.
Yeah.
I was up there as well. I wanted to ask, I always loved the little frozen maple treats you could get. They would take syrup and put it in snow and it would freeze.
We had one of those.
Was it yellow?
Yeah, no. Don't eat the yellow ones.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Thomas. Those are delicious.
Yeah, aren't they?
So I went to Vermont years ago, and I remember they'd sell the sugar candies that were maple, right?
Ooh, yeah.
And they were good. The first one or two were good, but they get, really too sweet.
They get old
too
fast. Rich.
Yeah, they stick to your teeth. And
But there's nothing better than real maple syrup either. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they've got maple syrup in every single gift shop up in Canada.
Yep.
They've got them in leaf-shaped containers.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is such a tourist trap, but you know.
It's so good, though, at the same time.
It really is.
All right. We're going to ask Abby how the exchange rate was in Canada compared to America.
It was nice because when you looked at the prices in Canadian dollars, you know, you figure it's about a couple dollars less in American money.
Well, my grandparents and a lot of my family's from New England, Boston, Fall River, New Bedford area. And I remember we'd go up there on summer vacation back in the day. And every now and then you'd get back in change when we'd go to the convenience store and buy the necessities, penny candy back in the day.
Yeah.
We'd get Canadian pennies or quarters back, and they were not worth as much back then. And matter of fact, if you tried to buy a drink with a drink machine, they were a quarter back then. So you'd put a Canadian quarter in, and it would bounce right through and come out the little change return.
Oh, would it? That? Oh, no, yeah.
Nothing worse than when you're thirsty and you don't have another quarter, by the way.
No.
Right?
Now, what kills you in Canada is the tax rate is insane. It's 13%. So, you know, you subtract a couple dollars because that's American money exchange rate, but then you got to add more than you think you do because of the tax rate.
Yeah.
So our exchange rate is good right now.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. And so, but then the taxes are bad.
Yeah, they're quite
high. The taxes are real bad, yeah.
What do their taxes go for?
You mean 13%?
Yeah, where's 13%? That money? Where's it going? I mean, where are they using it for?
Oh, I have no idea. I was asking.
I know nothing.
Yeah.
I just pay it.
You pay for a lot of health care there for somebody.
I know. Probably. Well, they all have free health care, right?
Yep. All right, so we've got this article. Read the article title. It's from Forbes magazine, and we've been talking a little bit about it because there are a lot of mistakes that people are making in the financial world, don't even know it, or they assume they're making mistakes so they don't do something, which procrastination does, and no one wants to save money. But what's one of your favorite of the 8 points on this one?
I like number 2, everything will work out fine.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that's really a millennial kind of perspective to look at it. My dad's always saying that millennials don't have, you know, they feel entitled, everything will just work out fine, it'll all be fine.
Yeah.
Even in the financial world, I see a lot of this too, where guys are you're taking a lot of risks they shouldn't take.
Oh, no.
And we've got a very special segment right now inside this segment.
Don't buy, don't buy.
The don't buy, don't buy segment,
ooh,
right?
Ooh, okay, yeah.
All right, and we've got, we talk about this thing, everything will work out fine, right? That's what we're talking about. That's a myth, right? You just put money over here and everything, you retire and you'll have plenty of money. Well, people have looked at a company, and we've talked about this over the course of the last year on I Do a Money segment, and we talk about a company named Dryships, DRYS.
Mm-hmm.
They do a great job of promoting on all the little stock boards and message boards where people go and try to get advice which, by the way, folks, that's the worst place to go get advice from anybody because you don't know who's giving you the advice.
There you go.
So you're looking at a little profile of someone who can invent their own profile online in 15 minutes and make themselves look like a multi-billionaire investor, and really they're just a 15-year-old kid in a garage somewhere.
Or so, if they're not getting paid by the company themselves.
Yeah, a lot of times that happens too. Mm. Now, Dryships is famous. Now, what they do is they have a really good story. They're called a story stock, and what they'll do is they move dry goods worldwide.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Big ships,
yeah,
right? Yeah. So that's why it's called dry ships. They move the dry goods. And so it seems like a novel concept. Well, yeah, that's pretty good. I mean, they're big ships. You see the big ships out in the water, you gigantic tankers and all that.
Yeah,
the problem is their stock is constantly being reverse splitted.
Okay, so can you explain what that is? Because that's something that confuses me so much.
Okay, so a regular split is like when you buy a company and it splits, 2-for-1. You hear about that every now and then. So you had 100 shares, now you got 200 shares.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah.
Of course, the price is reflected on that, so the 200 shares is like worth half the value of the 100 shares.
Okay.
So it's all the same. And then, but confidence is high because why would they split? Why would they issue more shares if they weren't confident they were going to keep growing as a company?
Yeah, it makes sense.
All right, so the exact opposite of having confidence that your company is going to grow is having non-confidence that your company is going to grow, and you have to keep shrinking the shares to make the company seem viable and issue more shares to get more cash. So when you, when a company issues shares, the company makes that money.
Uh-huh.
Once the shares are out there in the general public, like let's say I issue shares, I make money, Abby gives me money, I'm a company, and then Abby now has the shares.
Right.
And then Abby sells her shares to you, Thomas. I don't make any money on that.
They, makes sense.
Abby and you make money back and forth.
Okay, yeah.
Well, dry ships, what they've done is they've done something called reverse splitting. And so let's say you had 100 shares, and they say we're going to give you 3 shares for every 100 or for every seven shares you have, we're going to give you one back. So they take your 7 and they give you one back.
So the stock price has to like soar.
Well, in theory it does. It's supposedly worth 7 times more the value because you have 7 times less stock now,
right?
If you do a 1-for-7 reverse split. The problem is the very next day it seems like they're issuing more shares. The company's selling more shares into the open market, thus diluting the value.
Wow.
And they've done this over and over and over again. Matter of fact, in the last year they've done 7 reverse splits.
Whoa.
One was for every 25 shares you have, they gave you one back.
Oh,
that's
gosh.
A 25-to-1 reverse split, which is the exact opposite of a 25-to-1 good split, right?
Yeah.
And so and then right after that, they issued enough shares out there. The company printed more shares. They get the printing press fired up, and they diluted the share value so they had to do another reverse split.
Wow. That's
so
crazy.
Because they've done so many reverse splits, if you're holding one share right now, it's equivalent to millions of shares, if not billions of shares, back in the day.
Wow.
So we went back into our financial time machine.
Oh, yes.
Let's get in there. Close the door, Abby. Good job. Flux capacitor's overloaded. All right.
Turn down the AC.
Back to the year 2007. All right.
Okay.
And I don't remember what the clothing styles were. It's probably the same clothes we have on now.
We're there. There you go.
And October 2007, if you had one share of dry ships back then, and keep in mind, they've done so many reverse splits, you would never have one share, and it wouldn't have been worth this, but they've done so many.
Sure.
One share was worth $1.386 billion. Dollars a
share.
Oh
my goodness.
$1 billion?
Billions.
What?
Serious?
Yeah. And so they've done so many reverse splits. And so we see people keep piling more money in because it sounds like a good company, good stock company. So that's what some people call their retirement plan. That's a recipe for disaster. So if you're one of the next 10 callers here, I want to make sure you don't make mistakes like this and get a true plan put together. So we'll create a one-page financial review. This review will indicate if you're in need of a full-blown retirement plan or not. And keep in mind, this review is a $999 value. I'm going to give it away complimentary, absolutely free, with no obligation to the next 10 callers. You have to have at least $200,000 saved for retirement. We can help you with a retirement plan. So what this will consist of is taking the mystery out of the retirement planning process by mapping out for you where you are right now. We're also going to run a very important fee report that'll help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is actually and truly costing you, and to see if by simply protecting your retirement investment, you could experience what we call dramatic growth potential. We're also going to do a tax analysis to make sure you're not overpaying on taxes, but most importantly, we're going to run a customized income plan that utilizes proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income. And if you do that, folks, you take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of the financial planning process for the next 10 callers. That's a comprehensive financial and retirement plan review. It's a $999 value. Going to give away complimentary, no obligation. I'm also going to give you a series of special reports and one called the true cost of fees of fee analysis worksheet that you can do even yourself. You can look at some of the companies you're dealing with and see how much they're really costing you each and every year.
Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a retirement sales pitch. Folks, you need to sit down and get a retirement roadmap put together. And John Kelly, who is Coach Pete's local trusted coach in the Chicago area, and his team will translate for you that complex financial world into very clear instructions. This is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical retirement review. And for anyone listening right now, the number to call, 800-477-1135. When you call, you will receive a comprehensive retirement review showing where you are now, but most importantly, a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, folks, you have nothing to lose. Call on in. That number once again, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
So I promised we'd talk about the bucket list strategy, folks. And again, the bucket list strategy creates buckets of investments appropriate to the time frame in which the income need is anticipated. We're going to talk about how to build a proper bucket strategy. We come right back.